You are now listening to Tempo Podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Tempo EMP, or Tempo Empowerment, is an extension to Tempo Podcast in such a way that the core of the segment is to engage our listeners through biblical principle insights for the everyday human being, and that is to live empowered. Today's EMP is titled, Question Is. I want to challenge your thinking today. I woke up one day with this thought on the forefront of my mind. I'm beginning to understand the importance of keeping everything simple. I mean, extremely simple in every area of life. Allow me to offer an example for you. God created, right? And he formed the earth. And on the seventh day, he rested. Fast forward to our renewed covenant. He sent his son, Jesus, to restore what was already created and to demonstrate what we are to do. Now, here's my thought. Question is, I know it may be incomplete, right? Not really profound, but to my understanding, people, it's still a thought. I can remember since grade school, we all have been told to follow the rules and follow the structure that's in place. So much so, in a quiet way, we were conditioned to just go with the flow. So we never question how and why things are. We never seem to question the authority, or we never seem to question the person that was in position. We never questioned the reasons why we submit to people's opinions. We never questioned the reasons why we submit to theories and different systems in society that really were created to remove our independence, to remove our creativity, and most important, to remove our ability to be problem solvers. Here's what I gather. Two words, very simple. God created. God created, so this means it is established, it is done, it is complete. And if God created, then the only thing that has to be done on my part is to function according to what's already established, because God created. Let me paint this picture for you. The Bible recorded it this way, found in Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. So the creation of the heavens and earth and everything in them was completed. And on the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation. So he rested from all his work, and God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy. Because it was the day when he rested from all his work of creation. Question is, if we are asking God to perform a miracle or perform a work on our behalf, we are deliberately requesting God to undo everything he has already created, established, and completed. Question is, our belief is hinged on the story and the demonstration of Jesus, right? His primary mission was to restore and renew what was already created, established, and complete. He said in his own words, John 14, 12, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. He's indicating nothing else has to be created. Nothing else has to be established. Nothing else has to be completed. Question is peace not established? Is hope not established? Is joy not established? Is prosperity not established? Self-control, temperance, love. Question is, where does church hierarchy come from? Where does tradition come from? Where does denominations come from? Where does Sunday service come from? Where does all these categories of ministry come from? Question is. I like what Paul says in Galatians 3. He says, how foolish can you be? After starting your new lives in the spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? Grace, mercy, provision, and blessings are in you and on you. You don't have to work them up or reinvent what's already created, established, and complete. Question is,
hope you enjoyed Tempo Podcast today. You can subscribe on all podcast platforms and on our website at www.paysetmovement.com. Thanks for listening. And until next week, remember, create momentum, then dictate tempo.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.